You're listening to the Archie J Experience, Millennial Conversations, because sometimes therapy is just not in the budget.
As we're spending less time outside our homes, it's more important than ever to prioritize physical health. Working out and staying active can boost your mood and reduce stress. But how can you stay on top of that home fitness without your local gym machines, weights, and fitness instructors? Now, we're in the depths of quarantine. Some people are out of quarantine. And I know some people have maybe figured it out, but it's just so hard. Yes, you can get up on those apps, those online challenges. You can be creative and go outside. But what does that all really mean? And have you been doing it successfully? But today we're going to chit chat with the source. This is
Experiences of Right and Tight.
Now, Devin Jordan is a personal trainer that provides services in the metro Atlanta area and online through Ready Results Fitness. He sets an example of how adopting a healthy diet and active lifestyle can change an individual's lives mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I have to give you a warm welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, actually. I am on cloud nine. I'm trying to remain the happy vibes because I can get real. I can get real. I get real sad real quick.
Okay.
I introduced Devin. You also, more late than ever, you've been giving word on the streets. You've been giving Charlemagne the God a run for his money. What is that about?
So I have heard, I guess it's been happening over the past, I'd say like 4 or 5 years, that we look alike.
Yeah.
I typically get Charlemagne, I'll get like Kurt Franklin occasionally. I will get like the kid from Everybody Hates Chris, not Chris, but the one that played his brother.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get that, and then I'll get Jay Book from B2K.
Oh, okay. I can't put a face to that.
But all of these people, I don't really see the resemblance, but I mean.
We never do.
I welcome it.
We never do. I, for some reason, it's mostly white people, but they think I look like Michael B. Jordan, and I do not.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Who is telling you that?
I'm like.
What is your response when they say that? Like, what do you say?
Thank you for your services.
Thank you for your services. Got it. Yeah, Michael B.
I get Marlon Wayans as well, but I digest. I digress, and I digest. Whatever.
Hey, potato, potato. I can kind of see that a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Now, be honest, though. Have you been working out every day? What's that like for you?
No. Honestly, I have not. Mm-hmm. So, for me, if I can be completely, like, transparent, at this point, exercising is a job now. Mm-hmm. It used to be fun. I did it for leisure. I did it to cope with, like, depression, anxiety, things like mm-hmm. that. But now it is like my job. So if I'm not getting paid, it kind of makes it a little bit like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So I haven't been able to exercise every single day. I try to get some workouts in here or there via like Zoom. I'll gather some friends up. We'll, you know, try to do like an at-home body weight workout. But other than that, my regimen now is nothing compared to what it was 6, 7, 8 months ago.
And this is like, this is all you do.
Yeah, this is it.
So what has that been like when it comes to income right now? Because like you work for yourself, right? You can't get furloughed.
So for me, I've been able to have other different avenues. So not only am I a personal trainer for myself, but I also am employed by a company called Orange Theory. So I'm an Orange Theory coach. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's heart rate based interval training, mm-hmm. a group program.
I've done that before. I hated it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
It's.
I love it.
I'm claustrophobic, and y'all like all in this room.
Yeah. That's the downside. Not much space, but.
Yeah,
I mean, for me as a coach, it helps with identifying injuries and preventing them.
Mm-hmm.
If we were in like a large space, like a Crunch or a LA Fitness, which I'm also employed by.
Okay.
But if we were in any of those large facilities, it's really difficult to see Sarah down on the treadmills and Mary, you know, on the weight floor, making sure that they're doing everything that they need to be doing
right.
and properly. So. Again, luckily for me, I've been able to, Orange Theory has been doing, you know, Zoom workouts, LA Fitness, furloughed me. So I had, you know, that backing me as well. And then clients that I had previously prior to any of those things, we were doing more, one-on-one, coaching online. So mm-hmm. I didn't really get hit like other people
yeah.
that I know, and I guess that's a blessing in disguise, because while they chilling at home, you know, relaxing, you know, working
right.
still. But yeah, it's completely, COVID-19 has completely changed the way that the fitness industry is structured now.
Mm-hmm. But you're in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I am. Atlanta is open.
Yeah.
So how's that experience been? And
ghetto.
Are you back working, or are you outside, or did you? I saw it was on my story maybe like a week ago. Soon as it was open, the night of, I saw people getting bottle service. Mind you, the bottle girl had a mask on, but they were like out at the club.
Isn't that so ghetto?
Like, I don't know it. I'm sorry to that man. I'm sorry to that man.
So I am officially back. I'm back at LA Fitness as of Friday. They have reopened their doors. There's a bunch of different protocols and procedures implemented to make sure that all of the workers, as well as the members, are safe. Prior to me coming back, I was a bit apprehensive because I didn't really know what that was going to look like.
Yeah.
Because you can say, yeah, we're going to be safe. Like, we're going to make sure you guys, you know, are taken care of. But at the end of the day, we're on the front lines, not corporate. So,
yeah.
So actually walking through the gym, seeing, you know, how the members were responding to certain things, it's like, okay, you know, they've given us masks. Like, no one knows what I look like at this point. Like, I'm recovered from.
They don't know a Charlemagne in there training them.
At all. My face is covered from about 8 a.m. to about 5. But yeah, it's different. It's different yeah. as far as like going out into the city and
mm-hmm.
gallivanting around and partaking in, you know, libations and mm-hmm. turning up.
Mm.
I don't know that life. I haven't experienced that
okay.
Just yet. I don't really know if I want to be around my cousins and them mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to pray on that and hope that, you know, they're focusing on this curve thing. They want to flatten the curve.
Right.
The curve has not been flattened. Mm-mm. So I don't really get it. But, you know, Atlanta said, hey, F this. We bored. It's summer. We half naked.
There's a lot of black people there too. And there's also a yeah. conversation about, you know, the omitting of the African American culture. And so for Atlanta to be like one of the first to open completely, it raises some questions, but we won't get into the politics of that today. But as someone who has emerged from the depths of depression and anxiety, like you mentioned, how have you sustained your mental health in such an odd time right now, being in the four walls of your place, basically?
Having conversations. Mm-hmm. with my friends. So constantly being in direct communication with, you know, the outside world, people who aren't in my home. Fortunately for me, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for 3.5 years, so mm-hmm. we can talk to each other. But
yeah.
obviously it gets to a point where it's like, okay, your breathing is starting to bother me. But yeah, just making sure that we're still connected to our social circles and our friends, and making sure that, you know, we're leaning on them, having open dialogue about what it is, whatever it is that we're feeling.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this brought on some uncertainty. So not only are you second guessing, you know, your job, but now you're second guessing like the government. You're mm-hmm. second guessing whether or not, you know, if the person that lives next door to you is infected, can you be around them? So it brought on this huge dark cloud.
Yeah.
And we were in the thick of it for about like 2 months. I think I can only speak for myself, but for me, it's just gotten to the point where I feel comfortable to, you know, go to the grocery store and or go to the mailbox or, you know, drop a package off at FedEx without thinking like, dang, is this going to be a moment where something gets on me, you know, the virus is on a jacket or on my hat or something like that, and then I bring that back into my home.
Not on that.
Somebody. Yeah, because, you know, germs travel.
They do.
So I was, you know, thinking the worst. Like, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I've kind of always been a person who, like, thinks the worst and just hopes for, like, the best. Yeah. So, yeah, this whole thing has just been an insane process for us all. Atlanta more than other places, though.
Are y'all working out together? You mentioned your partner. Are y'all working out together? No. Right and tight? No, okay. No. None of that. So you literally, you're not working out. You're not working out at all during this time unless you're on Zoom and you're working, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And you haven't, divorce rate is up.
Yeah.
During,
it is?
Yes. Like it's projected to, yeah. When people are, they're like, okay, I actually got to get to know you because we're in the house 24/7.
Right. That's a word.
You haven't been seeing that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, from what last, I did see an article about relationships, but I thought that things were, you know, on the up and up. I didn't know that, you know, divorce rates were rising.
Yeah, that is the projection. So, but with Right and Tight, right? What do you think overall? I know everyone's different. That we should all be doing, because I'm out here in LA, we're still in quarantine until now they're saying July 4th. What should everybody be doing to kind of keep it right and tight?
So the main thing is going to be watching your consumption. We are all indulging in snacking and eating because we don't have anything else to do. We wake up. I mean, you wake up, you take a shower, you do whatever your normal morning regimen is. You go down, you eat, you sit down. You're bored. You have nothing else to do. So you're like, oh, I'm hungry. Yeah. No, you're not. You're just bored.
Yeah.
So that constant travel to the refrigerator is the most problematic thing at this point. I mean, you can kind of get away with not having such a strict regimen of working out if your diet is, you know, mm-hmm. not out of this world, but if you are eating crazy, it's just going to, you know,
now,
put you in a place you don't want to be.
Let me ask you this question, okay? Because I was living the time of my life in Kansas City, Missouri, where I was quarantined for like 6 weeks with my family, and we're in Brome, and groceries endless, right? I didn't buy a grocery. Okay. We love Archie and LaDonna. That's my parents.
What's that?
That's my parents. We love them. Right? Oh, okay. I didn't buy a grocery. Now for somebody, I will tell you, I went on a hike yesterday. I have not eaten today. I had two salads yesterday. I had salad before that. When I got back, it was just like anorexia. Joking. Sorry. I don't mean to. But for somebody that is so passionate about cookies, me, my mom calls me the cookie monster. Okay, you can take that whatever way you want to take it.
Okay,
how do I keep it right and tight? Like, how do we get a stomach like yours?
Okay, so there's,
can I still eat cookies?
You said what?
Can I still eat cookies? I know lots of trainers, and I ask every trainer this until I get the right answer I want to hear.
You can, Everything is, it has to be done in moderation. I'm gonna say it like this. If you work out every single day, 3 hours a day, that's not gonna be good on your body.
Yeah.
You're not gonna see the results that you want because you're going into an overload. You have to, with that example, you have to then allow the body to rest. If you drink water every single day, every hour of the day, and water is the only thing that you are like drinking, too much water is not good for you too. You kind of gotta have a balance. I mean, yes, water is good because you have to like refuel and replace, and we're made up majority of water. These braces are killing me. But you have to have orange juice, so you're getting vitamin C. Like you gotta like mix it up.
Right.
So if you're throwing in like a cookie every now and then, that's fine. Like it's a carb, it's sugar. All carbs aren't bad. All sugars aren't bad. Your body needs that.
But half a box is not okay.
Half a box is definitely not okay. Half a box of anything.
Not okay.
it's not okay. I like cookies too. I'm a Chips Ahoy connoisseur.
Yes.
So I get it, but I know I probably need like two or three.
Moderation.
I've gotten it. Yeah, you got to get into the habit of turning things around. You know that label that we don't really read all the time, serving size.
Yeah. And okay, can we talk about that? Because I was on a FaceTime with my friend, and I was so shook. I don't have it in here. No, the brownie brittle. And I was reading the serving size. It was just like, you can have 18. And I was like, okay, sir, they said the serving size of 18. And then under that, they break down per serving, right? Yeah. For the longest, I thought that 18 meant that 100 calories.
No.
That was like one of those of the 18. That's one of 17.
I think you wanted to believe that. Like that, I that swear made to... all sense to you.
It did.
It made it okay.
It really did.
No. Wow. No. You can't do that. But turning things around and reading the package will be, you know, your best friend. But in terms of this COVID-19 situation and the majority of us being at home, just watching what we eat, like not eating just because you're bored, like adding some type of like schedule. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the most, you know, beneficial, maybe like for an hour, like sit down and meditate, you know. If it's not meditating, you can't actually go outside. You just can't, like, we have to practice social distancing. So going on a walk, you definitely want to make sure that you are being active. So there's a difference between exercising and just like physical activity. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we think that they're like synonymous and they're very similar, but you know, different. So just making sure that physical activity is implemented even still while, you know, you're home.
Got it. So do you, what is your eating like? Do you eat meat? Are you like Tabitha Brown or are you like Uncle Elroy?
So I have no idea who Uncle Elroy is.
I'm just saying, he's the uncle at the cookout eating up all the, you know, ribs.
Oh, nah. So I'm a really weird eater. Anyone who knows me or who has met me in person, they know that I eat a lot of fruit. Like,
oh, wow.
I'm like a fruit person. At a buffet, I go to fruit first.
Buffets are canceled, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. Just add it to the list of things. Movies, movie theaters, too. But, yeah, so recently, my boyfriend has been not really feeling like beef. So we completely, like, removed that from our diet. So it's just been a lot of seafood. A lot of seafood. Some chicken here and there. We pretty much eat clean. Like, we don't really eat out that often. I know for myself, when I'm on like a strict like diet, I don't add any salt to anything. It's just maybe like pepper. And I do a lot, the majority of my seasoning with like different vegetables to give it flavor. And, you know, pepper is a natural fat burner. So that'll be pretty much it. And I would try to eat maybe like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
But all of my meals are portioned out and weighed. So
you do the calorie counting and macro, micro, that whole thing.
Definitely.
That's a little bit difficult for somebody who, say, just wants to start. Like, is there a recommended app that you use?
MyFitnessPal. Yeah, so MyFitnessPal, it's really handy. I use it for a lot of my clients just to keep them accountable. And actually, the easiest way I can explain it is basically like Facebook, but for someone who is monitoring like their nutrition.
Okay.
So I can see every time you eat something.
If yeah.
you're going to input it in the app, it'll tell you, oh, it's this amount of this, that amount of that. And you have a guideline once you set up the app on how many calories you want to consume in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, as you input whatever you're eating throughout the day, it'll tell you the amount that you have left. And it's that I'm able to see how many you have left.
Got it.
So, if you're at Chipotle, that's easy. You can like easily about, depending on what you get, you can run up about like 1,200, 1,500 calories. And if you're trying to consume 2,000 or 2,500 in a day, and that's one meal, like.
Dang.
Exactly. Dang.
Exactly.
So, what is your like favorite home workout? Because I can tell you that I hate burpees.
So
no equipment.
No equipment. Favorite home workout. I would say just regular traditional squats. Traditional squats. I actually have some resistance bands that I use just to add some additional intensity.
Yeah.
But yeah, just squatting it out. Squatting it out, because what people don't know is if your form is as it should be and you're not leaning forward, you're actually going to work and target a little bit of your core as well too. So you're working your core, hamstrings, glutes, which for me is not my target areas that I want to like focus on, but that's kind of like what people notice on me. That's how I get people stopping.
Are you saying you have a fat ass?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I ran track
In
high school.
Resulting in
having defined legs.
Okay. There we go.
That's it.
Got it. For somebody who for somebody who's there, like what should be the first thing that someone maybe starting a fitness journey needs to do?
Admit to themselves that they're going to start something and commit to it. It's a mental thing. I literally at work yesterday, I had a conversation with someone who told me that he wanted the body of a video game boss.
What?
And he said he wanted the body of a video game boss. And I said, what? I responded same way you did.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly is that? He went into detail. So basically, okay, have you played video games before?
The Sims and Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, Grand Theft Auto. So the last level in Grand Theft Auto is usually the most difficult, and they save all of the theatrics and all of the hoops that you have to jump through for that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be like that last level.
Same.
So when he broke it down like that, I was like, wow, brother, you deep. Like that, wow. Typically people say I want a nice body, but he went in kung fu style and
right.
I was like, wow, okay, video game boss. But in that conversation, I said, okay, so how dedicated are you?
Right.
How important is this to you? Are you willing to sacrifice? And he's like, yeah. Are you sure you're willing to sacrifice? Because, you know, with anything that is worth having, it's not going to come easy.
No.
So I asked, you know, what's your time frame? Do you want to see like results? He's like, I think I can do it in like 30 days. you're not going to. I'll be honest and say that's not going to happen. These programs that are abs in 30 days, you know, sculpted booty in 60 days, you'll see results guaranteed in 90 days. That doesn't happen for everybody. You'll see certain changes, but if you don't see the changes that you or the results that you think you should have received in a certain amount of time, what are you going to do then? That's when you change your outlook on life, and it then becomes a complete 180 of who you are when you first started. Because from personal experience, working out, not really seeing what I wanted to see, you get discouraged and you get pissed off, you get upset, and you're just like, I'm done. This is a waste of my time. Mm-hmm. But you don't understand that you're making strides. It's just taking, you know, it has to take time. Although you may not see the results, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know what other people are noticing. And typically, other people are going to see the changes before you do. You see yourself in the mirror every single day. Right. So, you know, if fat is starting to, like, shrink around your midsection or your neck is getting a little bit slimmer or whatever the case may be, you're not going to notice it because you're looking at yourself all the time. But other people are, oh, you working out? You look good. Like, okay. When that starts to happen, then that's when people want to, you know, continue those strides. So I always say commit to yourself first. That's going to be the first thing, because, you know, giving regimens and saying, okay, well, you need to go on like a cleanse first, or, you know, cut this out of your diet first. It matters, but ultimately at the end of the day, I can lead you to water every single day. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to make you drink. You know, you see people who, you know, do things like Orange Theory and they've done it for a long time, or have had a trainer for 6 months or a year, or preparing for a wedding or whatever. They lose the weight that they want to, and then what happens? Comes right back.
Yeah.
Mentally, there weren't any other changes.
Right.
So I always say, you know, have that conversation with yourself and be completely transparent. Mm-hmm. Because you can lie to the trainer, you can lie to the coach, you can lie to your family and friends, but you can't lie to the person that's looking back at you, you know, in the mirror. So that's my major advice to people who are looking to, you know, make some necessary changes in their diet or with fitness.
There was a BuzzFeed article that read, the fitness industry is in a crisis. Some trainers say those trendy Instagram live workouts aren't helping. What's your take on them?
I don't think Instagram is helping. I don't think it should. I don't think it should be pinpointed or spotlight on just Instagram trainers. I think Instagram as a whole, the app sometimes perpetuates lifestyles or things that aren't real.
Yeah.
And if you're not sound mentally, then that can, you know, affect you in the long run. It can promote depression and anxiety and things like that. So for me, seeing the influx of trainers going live, it was great for me to see that. Although I didn't do it because that wasn't really my thing, but seeing people actually, you know, create a public forum or a space for every day or every other day, you know, their supporters or followers to come in and see them doing something positive, because what are they doing? They're not sitting gossiping about somebody. They're not arguing, going back and forth like, you know, many of the reality shows that are popular. They're working out. They're working out. It's not a picture that has been photoshopped or edited.
Yeah.
You can actually see them. So for me, I think that should be promoted. It shouldn't be ridiculed or criticized and created to be something, you know, negative. So yeah, that's my take on that. I'm all for it. Keep doing the IG live workouts, even though some of the forms are bad and, you know, the knees are not what they should be. But that's another
yeah. Do you feel connected to yourself and your life's purpose?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I've felt this way ever since I was about 16.
Mm. Okay.
About 16. I've always felt like my purpose is to be a voice for people who are voiceless, and to use my story to inspire others or prevent people from making similar mistakes that I've made or going down a similar path that I've gone. So with anything that I've done, because actually my background aside or prior to fitness, I worked primarily in marketing. So I used to work in digital media. I actually lived in LA at one point.
For how long? How was that?
About six, 7 months, and then I moved to San Diego. Okay. And I absolutely love San Diego.
Yeah.
Completely different, but yeah,
I've never been.
I like being in California. You haven't been?
No. I've been here for 2 years in August, and I haven't been to San Diego.
It's only an hour and 45, 2 hours away.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll go now on these quarantine weekends. Who knows?
Hey, you ain't got nothing else to do.
Right.
I was trying to find the correlation between like digital media and like fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just like, okay, you like coming into situations and making them better. You like improving processes.
Yeah.
So within that, especially now, I love what I do, because I'm able to, you know, impact people's lives every single day and not really know it. The guy that said he wanted the video game, the boss video game body or whatever he said, in the conversation, he also told me that I seemed genuine to him. Mm-hmm. And I seemed very authentic. And it wasn't as if I was trying to be his friend. Like, I genuinely cared about his well-being and wanted mm-hmm. to see him succeed, which is true, you know, no matter who it is. So to know that that's the type of energy that I'm exuding out makes me extremely proud. And it reinforces, you know, that I'm where I'm supposed to be. If I've ever had any doubts or anything like that, like I'm in this moment right now, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And just to continue, you know, making those strides in trying to make a difference, you know, not just in the Black community, but in the fitness community as well. Because a large part of my fitness career is tied into, you know, like mental health, because that's something that's like personal to me. And, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that I'm creating a platform and awareness within our community to let other Black men know that if these are feelings that you are having, it's okay. It's always okay to not be okay. And I don't really think that we've been given that opportunity. From infancy, we're taught, hey, don't cry, man up. And that's a human emotion. Like, mm-hmm. be sad, to cry. Like, that's healthy. I'm not a robot. And it was up until that year 15 of my life that I understood that it's okay. You're not a robot. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to hide your emotions or look at emotions as being a character flaw. Like, it humanizes you, and you're able to connect to people through this. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that, you know, my purpose is just to be here and continue to be a voice for people who feel like they don't belong or they don't have a place or may not know, you know, how to navigate through whatever feelings or issues they may have. It's just I've used fitness to, you know, be the focal point of that.
That's cool. That's great. No, I mean, I think that kind of like it aligns with one of the reasons why I started the podcast. But, you know, I do research on my guests, and I was like, I fell upon your Twitter, and you sent out a tweet on April the 16th that said, I just need you guys to consider all possible responses when messaging strangers. I was just curious to know what was going on there.
People are weird.
Oh, so this was messages to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
People,
got it.
People are weird. I think in the climate that we're currently in, people do not consider how things can be perceived. there isn't any rationale there. They just say and do. And then when you respond, then all of a sudden you're the bad person, you're mean, you're all of these things. But you came to my space.
Yeah.
You came into my space. You came into my home.
Right,
and you decided to say whatever it was that you, you know, wanted to say. So
what'd they say?
Yeah, that tweet was pretty much directed at people being odd. And I'm one of the most coolest people. Like, I get DMs all the time from, you know, people asking about fitness things to people responding to something on my story or just people, you know, giving me, someone giving me a compliment. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. I'm not going to take it and get big headed or why are you writing me? If you want to talk to me about stuff, I am really involved. I try to connect with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it gets to the point where you are like, just saying like weird.
You know, I'm nosy. I want to know.
I can't even use an example right now. It's just people are odd.
People are odd.
People are odd. Like I've had people, you know, write me and say something about, you know, one of my friends or you know, make a negative remark about them, like physically, like judging them. It's just like,
why?
Did you need to? Yeah. Like what? Yeah. What is this doing? Like, yeah. I'll never forget the interview with Gabrielle Union. I think she's like on some show.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you get the job? Did you get the man? Like,
yeah.
Ask yourself those questions prior to sending a DM, prior to coming up to someone, prior to just, like, I have an example for you. Since you nosy, I was in a gym one time. In a gym. And this guy comes up. I think there was like some type of party going on, celebrating like the end of the month or whatever. He comes up, he sees a guy standing next to me, and I'm going to assume he found that guy attractive. And I think he was trying to gauge whether or not like we were like a thing. Once he found out we weren't, he comes over. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, hello. How are you? My name is such and such. Okay, hey, my name is Devin. I moved to the bar. Hey, do your thing, player. Sorry, that's you. The next day, or no, it wasn't even the next day. Maybe like a week later, the guy comes back into the gym. He comes up to me and he's like, hey. I was like, hey. And I didn't remember who he was at that point. And he's like, hey. And I was like, hey. And he's just like standing there, like staring at me. I'm kind of like, all right. Okay, do you need something? He's like, hey, you don't remember my name, do you? And I was like, no. No, I don't. And he went off on me. You're an ass. You're rude. What do you mean? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I met you one time. I don't remember you.
Yeah.
You know my name, but I don't know your name, and you're upset about that for whatever reason. I shouldn't matter in your world. But he just continued to like go on this tangent, calling me all types of like names, and I let him go on and go on and go on and go on. And then it got to a point where I sometimes can be a little petty. And I can engage if I choose to. So I was just like, wow, like you're really upset. Like you are really trying to upset me, huh? You want me to get mad, huh? No, I don't want you to get mad. You're just rude. I'm like, that's fine. If you don't like me, you think I'm rude. Why are you wasting your energy on me? I should not matter to you. Don't care about me.
Yeah.
You're ugly.
Okay, this is going too far.
We both know that's not true, but okay. So I said to this individual who had blonde braids, pink acrylic nails, and Dickie shorts and some Timberlands in the month of July.
This is a man?
Yep.
He had on pink acrylic nails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dickie, he looked like a construction worker from the neck down.
I don't think I want to hear the rest of this story.
Needless to say, it just ended with me. I had to like,
yeah.
I'm just like, really, like, I did you look in the mirror? Like, say anything you want to, but like, don't make it so easy for me to come at you. Now we're talking about looks. I'm clearly going to win this conversation with you, this battle, or just stop. So yeah. He ended up getting escorted out of the gym prior to some other things taking place, but okay. he got out. But that's just a perfect example of, you weren't invited into my space.
Right.
You decided to come in. And when you did not get the response that you thought that you should receive, mm-hmm. now you're upset.
What, just quickly to wrap it up, where do you see the future of fitness and gyms being?
Oh, so at this point, with everything being so digital now,
yeah.
I kind of see trainers being phased out.
Really?
I see trainers being phased out. I think that within, I would say, like the next 2 to 3 years, I think there will be some company that will come up with a program that will be basically a one-stop shop. You download the app. From the app, you then get a bunch of exercises and workouts that are performed by an actual trainer. And then from there, if you have any questions or are concerned or you need things to be tailored specifically to you, you can, you know, reach out to customer service or contact somebody through the app.
Why don't you start this app?
I'll provide you with...
That sounds smart. Just saying. I will say, for some reason, when I find a dope trainer on Instagram and I'm like, okay, great, you live in Ohio. I am not the kind of person that can do a training session on a screen. I need you to literally push me because I'm not that kind of person. I'm sorry. I'm not. Like, I need the physical support. I need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different kind of atmosphere. Cause I go to the gym when it was open and, you know, some days I don't feel it. Some days I go, I do lackluster. Some days I push really hard. It's just really whatever I feel. I know I look fine at the end of the day, but it can always be better. So I'm maintaining, but that extra little push really, you know, that's like, it's combative and I need that. You know, I can't like this. If you say, hey, go do some squats, I'm going to say no. You know?
So if we were working out right now.
But we're not. And I wouldn't sign up for that new anyway. But you know?
I'm just saying. Okay. I mean, yeah, I get it. But that, it just goes back to there being like a...
The mind.
Yeah, it's a mental thing. Like if you already have that block there, there's not going to be anything that anybody is going to be able to do to, you know,
do it. Yeah,
break it down. But that's a good idea. I probably should start that up.
Yeah, you went off on a tangent right away, as if you knew what was going to happen. So why not start this? Especially since you gave a timeline of 2 to 3 years. I'm just saying. I also am. You can book me as an advisor. Answer this for me, though. Just finish the sentence. Okay. I ask this to all the guests. The world needs
more compassion.
Our greatest battle is
not having accountability.
Art is
life.
My greatest joy is
my boyfriend.
Peace is
necessary.
How can people keep up with you?
Instagram.
Yeah.
You guys can follow me on Instagram.
You don't post a lot.
I don't, because I did at one point in time, but it was really important for me to have a real life, not a Instagram life. So a lot of my moments happen in person.
Love that.
And I look at it like a business now, too. So if I am posting something, there's a purpose behind it.
For sure. That's smart. Well, thank you for doing this. Thank you for stopping by. And we love it.
Thank you for having me.
We all have a calling, and your real job in life is to find out what that is. I hope you'll tune in with me right here next week on the Archie J Experience Millennial Conversations. What's your experience? I love you for listening. Until we speak again, follow me at Archie J Speaks and the podcast at the Archie J Experience.